I think they left their spirit here. I see it in the moms all the time.
They didn't back down, they didn't give up, they weren't afraid. This is the one grassroots area that I know that started because of people like that. I don't know any other center that started this way.
There's so many battles that I see, and that spirit hasn't left. There's whether it comes to finding a space for daycare or getting the right groceries, or the moms are still fighting for the kids. They still are. They're the voice.
You know, the world knows that mothers are superheroes and mothers go to bat for their kids.
And grassroots advocacy, parents coming together, spirit that's carried on for sure.
Yeah, because I mean, if it wasn't for them standing up, nobody would have done it. Everybody would still be backing down to the train.
Talking about the militant moms here, man. An amazing group of people to be able to come together for the health and well-being of their children, and to be able to create such a legacy and a major movement, in fact, to also have been able to create such an amazing community center.
The history of RACAM is really neat, for the militant moms dug down deep. They found the strength that brought us here to help the children for all of these years. It gave the families a fighting chance to belong to a community that understands. With all of the drugs and alcohol we see, we still manage to succeed. For they put all of these actions into place to give this community a healthy space. For the funds raised, supporters, and gifts we receive, you have helped us to obtain those goals we need. For they are greatly in demand and cannot be done by only one hand. We thank you greatly for what it creates. The success we have is really great.
Ollie Strawman, and I'm her daughter, Wendy Strawman. I was 7 years old when we moved into the Raymer Housing Project. I was one of four children that ranged from 5 to 11 years old. My mom shared a similar fate with many of the women who lived there, as she had fled an abusive relationship with my father. As I look back on that time, I see it as one of the bravest things she ever did. As a child some 50 years ago, I remember coming home from school and my mom not being there. I knew where to find her. She was standing united with her sisters on the tracks. I remember going to visit her on the tracks. I remember the cold pouring rain and the old bus the women huddled up in. I can almost smell the coffee that they plied themselves with to help endure the long cold days and nights. I remember my mom sending me home where it was dry, warm, and safe. And I can hear her saying, "Go on home, Wendy." I guess we were fortunate that the barricade was only a stone's throw away and we knew that she was near. It's surreal how this vivid memory seemed to have spanned a long period of time. It really was a very miserable situation. There was a lot of doubt and negativity toward the moms, not only from the railway people, but from fellow residents and even some of us children. Yet the women persevered. I guess it was the misery and hopelessness of the situation that made it feel like it dragged on and on. As a child and during this time, I knew what my mom was doing as she shared the conflict with us. But I felt, as children often feel, how was this serving me? This was not only a sacrifice made by the mothers, but by the children who were at home missing them. I wanted my mom to be home. My mom was not only fighting a system of outsiders, but she was also fighting an internal struggle of where she needed to be. I know now that I was being selfish. I felt that I was losing my mom to the tracks. I remember the day when my mom gathered us around and told us that she would be going to court as they had been served an injunction. She told us she might not be coming home that day. She prepared my older sister of 13 to be in charge in case she got put in jail. I remember being scared. My sister and I now talk about that time in our lives. We talk about what it represented then and what it represents now. My sister points out what the accomplishment of winning the civil lawsuit and having the overpass built really meant to the women of Raymer. They possessed a voice and it could be heard, that went on to accomplish many other community actions. Demands were met to improve the first and second grade portables located on Union Street. A stoplight was put in at Pryor and Campbell, where children needed to cross the busy street to get to their longshoremen baseball games. A food co-op was established to build a local and economical grocery option to the tenants of Raymer Project. The community center was built to further facilitate the growing low-income housing population and their needs. And what does this action mean to people today? What is the reason behind this 50-year celebration? If you come together and fight for a common cause, you can accomplish great things beyond the scope of what is intended. With it comes the belief that you can overcome the obstacles that life has dealt you and go forward to accomplish whatever you desire. That is an amazing feat. It is a testament to what a person can do and a testament to what a community can do by supporting one another. The strength that these women showed by banding together and fighting for a common cause and winning that cause against all odds taught them that they were a force to be reckoned with. It is an inspiration to witness such a desire in action, to see those perceived as weak rise and become strong.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name's Kathleen Moss. I grew up in Stamps Place, which was really Raymer Projects in the 1960s. I still live here. I watched all the changes throughout the years, and hopefully I can give you a few updates of what happened in the previous years. It made me feel good to see the parents going all out as far as they could to fight city, government, and everything to get something done to protect us. So whatever my mom and I could do, we did it. And I'm so proud of that overpass to this day because I can walk over it, and well, not now, I'm getting older, but when I go on it, I think of all the mothers and children that fought for that. Just everybody having a good time laughing and knowing that they were really causing havoc. That's all I can remember. But all the moms were great, you know. Like I was saying, throughout the years, it wasn't just the overpass. It was getting Raycam built. It was getting a co-op store built. Oh, and the fathers and that had a softball team going down at the end of the projects at Strathcona Park. So moms and fathers would be running this. And I know, I think there was Mrs. Strawman was in charge of the baseball. I think it was softball. And I remember there was a Jean Amos, who was involved with all the other stuff around near the co-op store, and the Babs Kane, my mom. There was quite a few ladies, but I can't remember all the names. Our community center as teens was a little portable you find in schools, and it was where the parking lot is. It was situated there, and it was called the Sugar Shack. And the older teens and that would hang out there. Us younger teens could run around and do whatever we wanted. We didn't want to go among the older guys, right? We felt out of place. But yeah, it was called the Sugar Shack. And I guess the parents got tired of the kids just running around and having nothing to do. And that's when they decided to try and get this going. So I think I was about 16 and I could still run across here. I guess Raycam kind of got it from the parents. When people were hungry, we would help them with food. My mom had a baby bath, you know, those baby bath tubs that you bath the baby in. She'd make bread and that thing was full. Every couple of weeks she'd make bread. I'd have friends of mine sitting on the fence waiting for cinnamon buns and buns. And then she'd deliver bread to, you know, our friends that she knew needed it. And I remember my uncle dressing up as Santa once and handing out candy canes at Christmas. Respect. Love for my neighbors, all the mums and that fought for this. And if we had to do it again, I guess we'd be the next generation to do it.